ADL CEO, CARE official, ex-Women's March official espoused kind of conspiratorial thinking that led Colleyville hostage taker to act. By Ian Hanchett on January 17, 2022. During an interview with ABC News on Monday, Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt stated that rhetoric espoused by the executive director of the San Francisco Bay Area chapter of CARE and former Women's March board member Zara Bilou is the kind of conspiratorial thinking that led to the hostage situation at a Colleyville, Texas synagogue. Greenblatt said, "I think it's fair to observe that our society seems more polarized than ever and everything has become a partisan fight. And yes, we've actually seen anti-Semitism been not just politicized, but weaponized, and I'll say this by both sides. So, yeah, I write in my book about the environment that President Trump helped to create by welcoming white supremacists into the political discourse. And look no further to January 6th, you had people with anti-Semitic slogans marauding through the Capitol building, and in his words, we love you. And of course, he says it was a peaceful event. It was nothing of the sort. But then I'll point out on the far left, we had a leader who was one of the women who was in charge of running the Women's March. Who, in a speech just 2 months ago, described polite Zionists as the enemies of Muslim people. Called the ADL an enemy, and said to beware of Zionist synagogues. And that's the kind of conspiratorial thinking that led this man to do what he did." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.